He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, crypto ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on December 17th for Friday. Yes, we have a Friday pod. We might as well call it a football Friday because we're going to talk solely about the NFL all day product. We get a peek behind the curtain. We get the green light to go ahead and finally talk about what's going on in closed beta. We're going to talk a bit about the pack format, and I'm just going to give my overall thoughts and opinions on how it is seemingly set up, because it is quite different than what NBA Top Shot is in its current state. All right, so this is going to be a freestyle football Friday. It's going to get weird. We're going to try to stay on track and get the weekend started off on the right foot. With that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot related, from pack drop information, challenge updates, marketplace trends. We'll even help guide you on your showcase quests. Also, not to be outdone by Top Shot, we cover NFL all day, which is getting closer and closer to public launch. We cover Panini America NFTs as well. Just realizing I never told you guys my Mac Jones story and what ended up happening with that challenge update I did over there. With that challenge update, with that card challenge I did over on Panini America NFT. But I know I stated in the introduction that today was going to be solely NFL all day related. Everything was going to be about NFL all day. I was going to give my thoughts and opinions on how the closed beta has been handled so far, some details about how it seems the packs are going to be announced. And just like that, our friend El Dumbo over at Top Shot completely hijacked the early portion of the show. I'm recording this podcast way later than usual. I'm recording it about 3 hours late. My schedule is so wild right now. I think I mentioned on the podcast before, but I kind of fell into a routine of like the late morning nap. That's kind of my thing now. So I was going to skip it altogether. I got about 3 hours of sleep last night. Realized that I would not be able to function the rest of the day. So at about 10 a.m., I decided to try to take about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour long nap. Turned into almost a 4 hour nap. I didn't even wake up from my phone alarm. I woke up luckily because my wife came home early from work and she's like, "Hey, are you supposed to be sleeping right now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, like I'm going to be up in a minute." And she's like, "You have to get ready to, you know, go to work soon." And I was like, "Oh my God." So I have so much to do. So I'm going to try to keep this podcast a little shorter today if possible. So I'm going to motor mouth this sucker. I'm going to be going on and on. Probably going to forget to breathe a couple times. Might pass out. I don't know. If there's any lulls in the conversation, if it just goes dark over here, right? Send me a tweet at CryptoBallers TS on Twitter. Make sure your boy is still okay. So this is what I mean when I say El Dumbo kind of hijacked the early portion of the show. We had a bit of breaking news in between recording the introduction and recording the second part of the show. Like, it happened in that 30-second span. And I absolutely have to bring it up. So he posted on the Discord. It says, "Introducing NBA Top Shot 2022, the road ahead. New features, dynamics, and everything you need to know. So here are the bullet points, and these are all, you know, very important things to talk about." All right, so I'm going to read you guys the bullet points, and then I'm going to go to the topshot.com, and I'm going to go on the blog, and I'm going to read you the description so we can shed some more light on what these bullet points mean. The first one says, "A limit on legendary moments for S3. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. There might not be as many legendary moments in S3. The next bullet point is even more targeted airdrops to full sets and marketplace activity. So you're not, there isn't going to be just airdrops for, you know, full set collectors. Now there'll be a spend limit threshold where if you're over it, you can still get airdropped rewards, which is pretty cool. New types of challenges. higher frequency, dynamic difficulty, all new ways to play. So I wonder if this is basically just alluding to there's going to be more flash challenges on top of showcase challenges, you know, the regular showcase challenges, or will they bring back the old school challenge where you need, you know, specific players, not specific plays. So maybe we'll get all three forms of challenges going forward, which would be nice. And this is the one that I've been waiting on. The next bullet point goes, or reads, a bidding feature, providing even more ways to interact on the marketplace. We've been waiting for bidding for a very long time. If you go back like five months ago, we did a podcast talking about like the top five features I want to see added in S3, and a bidding feature was number one or number two. It might have been number two right behind a mobile app. So very excited that the bidding feature is going to be coming seemingly soon. The next bullet point, more ways to flex your collection and an upgrade to the showcase builder. That's interesting. I didn't think that the showcase builder necessarily needed an update, but if they can make it look better, then I'm all in on that. Maybe you can add even more moments to the showcase, perhaps. That would be nice. Next bullet point reads, improvement to the pack drop queue to be more efficient and smoother than ever. Again, I didn't think that there was necessarily a big problem with the queue. It's supposedly a random number generator. You get your spot in line and you wait and you see if you get in. It's been pretty smooth, so I'm not quite sure what that means, but if they can make an improvement on it, then I'll be all in. Next one is, this one's a pretty generic statement, I guess. It says a whole new experience for, It says a whole new experience for new collectors, helping them to get grips with collecting even quicker. I thought it said a whole new experience for collectors to help get a grips on collecting quicker. I was like, what the hell does that mean? So now it makes sense. It's for new collectors only. The next one, again, this is another colossal one. Ready? So listen carefully. It says it's gift back season. 5% back on net spending will be arriving to you this weekend. So does this mean that rake back is finally here? We're going to see some people going on some fucking spending limits. 5% back on all everything you've spent in the marketplace. That is crazy. All right, so those of you who spend a lot in the marketplace and you've been wondering where you're going to get all your Dapper from for the NFL All Day Project, well, it looks like you might be getting it this weekend. So those were just the bullet points. Now I'm going to pull up the full article and I'm going to dissect and I'm going to pick certain topics and actually get more details on what these bullet points actually mean. All right, so the first one that we see is called supply and scarcity. And this one kind of alludes to yesterday's podcast when I was talking about how it was a little strange that Deck the Hoops had a limited edition that was smaller than Series 2 Deck the Hoops, but the Metallica limited edition mint count was higher than what Series 2 was. So I was a little confused, and I mentioned, you know, just yesterday on the podcast that it was a little strange that the legendaries are becoming more rare and the rares got a little more common, not by much, only by like 150, I believe. So that was interesting to me, and I wasn't sure why that was, and it looks like we're getting our answer right here. So it says here, from the beginning of Series 3 in October, we're setting strict limits on legendaries going forward. In Series 3, no more than 10,000 total legendary moment NFTs will be sold in packs, with no individual legendary moment minted to an edition size larger than 99. So they're going to make sure that the legendaries stay truly legendary and they will not go over a 100 mint count, which is great. We want our legendaries to feel legendary, especially if we're paying, you know, legendary type prices. All right, the next point I want to bring up and read and cover is called spend-based rewards. It says, collect what you love and what you believe in long term. We're doubling down on this mantra in the new year with a new system to reward collectors primarily based on their spend. All right. If you want to stack 1,000 Cody Zeller moments, go ahead and do that. If you want to scoop up all the greatest players in the rarest of tiers, you can do that too. Who says Cody Zeller is not one of the greatest players? It says rewards in Top Shot will scale with how much you engage, no matter how you choose to. Fans can also expect to see even more targeted airdrops and packs and other rewards. especially for full sets, of course, and marketplace engagement. All right, so that just says that it's going to be for, there's going to be more targeted airdrops towards, you know, spending habits, not, you know, exactly what you're spending on. So you could get, a perfect example was the, you could buy 1,000 Cody Zellers and, you know, that won't hurt you if you have like a collection of all the elite players, all, if you have like all the metallic golds of the best players in the NBA, if you own 1,000 Cody Zellers, like it's, it kind of goes hand in hand now. Because it's based off of your spending habits. All right, I'm scrolling through here. They're very heavy-winded on a lot of these things. I'm trying to skim through it as we're a little crunch for time today. So here we go. We got to the last bullet point called "Tis the Season of Giving." Okay, so this one should be the rake back that we've been waiting for a long time. All right, I'm scrolling through here. Let's get to the good stuff. Where is it? Okay, da, 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 da. Oh, here we go. It says, to celebrate the holiday season, we're proud to announce a one-time gift back event happening this weekend. For existing fans, we're dropping Dapper Balance back as a huge thank you. We took a snapshot of all accounts on Wednesday, December 15th, and we'll be gifting 5% of your all-time net spend on the marketplace back to you directly in the form of Dapper credit. Stay tuned for a future update this weekend. And then it says here at the bottom, I guess this would be like the fine print. Net marketplace spend is the amount of all marketplace purchases minus the amount of, oh my God, why is it coming off wrong? Okay, let me start that over. Net marketplace spend is the amount of all marketplace purchases minus the amount of all marketplace sales after 5% marketplace fee. All right, so it is going to penalize you for the stuff that you sell, but the stuff that you bought, it looks like it's going to reward you for buying and holding. And if you sell it, it might not necessarily count towards your marketplace spend because you ended up selling the moment. So if you bought, I don't know, like an Aaron Gordon for $100 off the marketplace, and then you sold it, then you won't get credit for spending that $100 in the marketplace, to my understanding, if I'm understanding this correctly. But yeah, that is big time. The rake back is finally here, and this is a one-time thing. So this is truly like a Christmas present, and all of a sudden, it's going to make the Metallic Gold Limited Edition and the Deck the Hoop set a little more easier to get. If you have the collector score and, you know, you're a pretty big spender, a decent spender in the marketplace, then all of a sudden, that Dapper Balance is going to take a nice little spike this weekend, right in time for the rare and legendary drop. What good timing. Wow, so it's crazy because I had no intention to talk about NBA Top Shot today. My sole focus was on NFL all day, and then the whole show just got hijacked, and I don't have enough time to do both, so we're going to have to cover the NFL all day at some point this weekend, or maybe that's what we'll kick off next week. Our Monday podcast with. So I apologize if you came for the NFL all day, but if you're an NBA Top Shot fan, I think that this is crucial information. And what better gift can be given than a 5%, you know, rake back on your marketplace spend? That is big time. And the last thing I want to mention before getting out of here, because again, really crunched for time today, so I apologize for such a short podcast, is the watch list feature is finally here. You can go in, you can add a bunch of stuff to your watch list. It'll be easier to find moments. You can kind of archive them, and you can come back to them when you have the Dapper Balance, and you can go scoop them up. Now's a good time to set your watch list and keep an eye on those moments that you specifically want, because we're about to get a nice surge in Dapper over the weekend. So you can go ahead, make your own Christmas list on your watch list, and then you can scoop up the moments that you seem fit once we get the 5% marketplace fee back. So that is very exciting. So that's two of the top five things we mentioned months ago that we wanted to see come in S3. The auction feature, which NBA Top Shot did no such write-up in their blog post. They did not mention the auction feature, but it is a bullet point in the Discord that El Dumbo published. So I believe that the auction feature is coming, but it was a little strange that there was nothing about that in the blog post. So maybe the auction feature is a little further down the line, and everything in the blog post could be happening as early as like this weekend. That's what I'm going to go with anyway. But the watch list feature is currently live. You could do this yesterday. You could go on there. I put it up on Twitter at CryptoBallsTS. You can find it. You just click My Collection, and then you just scroll down and you will see the My Watch List where you can add moments to it. So that's very exciting. 2 out of 5. I'm glad NBA Top Shot is checking out and listening to the Crypto Baller community. We're making changes. It's getting better year by year. Now let's chill out on the base sets. Let's get these rare and legendary packs in here. We all welcome that 5% rake back bonus with open arms, I assure you. And stay tuned on Monday for our NFL All Day podcast. Now, this could be a blessing in disguise because there is actually an NFL All Day pack drop occurring today, Friday, December 17th. It's still closed beta only, not open to the public. So not everyone is going to access it, but this way I'll be able to do my research over the weekend, you know, get more details on how drop number 2 went over there. And then I'll have even more information to bring to the table when we cover NFL all day on Monday. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thanks you for tuning in. If you're excited about the rake back, let me know on Twitter @CryptoBallersTS. Have a great weekend. I will catch you guys on Monday.